When someone asks for you to pray for them, do you really do it? Or is it just the thing that you say? James 5, 14 through 16 says this, "Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." I don't know about you, but I want to be that friend. The friend that when someone asks me to pray for them, they don't have to wonder if I really am. Are you that kind of friend? Do you have that kind of friend? Let's pray for the people in our lives that are sick, that are hurting. Let's cry out to God for the ones that we love, and let's pray big, bold prayers in expectation that God can do it. God can heal them, and God hears our prayers. So the next time that someone asks for you to pray for them, and you brush it off like we often do because it doesn't feel like we're doing much, let's recognize that prayer is the most powerful thing that we can do for the ones we love. We have access to the ear of the great physician. So let's